I would like to firstly formally congratulate Michelle Gilderdew on being renewed MP for Monaghan. Can I thank Martin Fox and all his team for organising all of the aspects of this election in a very professional manner. To all the staff here who stayed up late last night and many of you come back today. I'd like to also thank all of the team at the SDLP team who have pounded the roads and the bad roads, incidentally, of the Manor South Road, and lost shoe leather and rubber in the process. Just a quick word on packs. I think the bottom has fallen out of the pack market. Unionists told us that there was a clamour for such a deal. If there was a clamour for such a deal, why did 10% of them not come out? I think that's a very important point. We in the SDLP offered choice. The unionists offered no choice. And 2,000 or more of them didn't come out in this election. We offered choice, and people did come out in this election. And I think that's an important lesson that we all have to recognise. But now that the counting is over, I think we have to go back now to the real issues. And while we're counting, and the headlines will potentially be about division, Quinn Workforce is counting jobs lost. And there are people here who can no longer count on a mortgage. And there are some who question whether they can count on a future. And we believe that a shared future is the way forward in Northern Ireland. And we believe and pledge that we in the SDLP will continue to push that. We want to push jobs and we want to push the economy. And I think we need to get back to those issues first and foremost. That's what we stood on. That's what we stood on when we talked to the Quinn workers. We talked and pledged our support for the workers. I think we need to pledge our support to all the people from Manor South Tyrone now and say that we need to move forward for a prosperous, shared and united future. Thank you very much, everyone.